just like low key, they got like a lot of junk. But like I said, I got those four cactus glasses, and then.
So if you're in the mood to shop and wander.
Exactly. They've got furniture that maybe has some dings in it.
Oh, okay.
I tried to buy a bike there. It was like a $400 bike for $100.
Oh my God.
And I almost bought it. And then I was like, no, I'll come back tomorrow. And then I went back the next day and it was gone. It's gone.
What's your policy on dating on food?
What do you mean?
Like expiration date, November 30th. Would you eat it November 31st?
I'm very weird about expiration dates when it comes to dairy products.
That's dairy. I agree. And okay. I'm a little iffy with meat.
Yeah. Meat, yes. But
it's
like
all by the scent.
Like salsa.
Oh, salsa's good forever.
I don't give a shit. Like weird shit like that, I don't care. Also, I'm like eggs. I know probably are like the one that you should pay attention to the expiration date, and I eat eggs like a long time after it's expired.
It depends on where you get your eggs, and like, cause I'll get eggs from the farmer's market, which they're like literally a week old at that point. And I mean, I'll get a lot of them cause I bake and do so much in the winter. And sometimes it's probably like 2 months and I'm just getting to the end of the eggs cause I bought so many cause you buy them in bulk.
Yep.
I heard eggs uncooked in the shell in a refrigerator will last like 8 months.
Okay. Really? See, I definitely, like you say 2 months and I'm sitting here like, girl, I've got shit from July.
Really?
In my fridge.
Egg stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. But you crack them open and they smell okay.
Yeah.
I just did brats.
There's not a chick inside.
No. I did brats.
But there's a test too if it floats or if it sinks, whether that's
a
good
thing
or not. Yep. That's when you know if you can eat it. I don't know which is which. No, like just the whole egg. Like you don't crack it. Like put it in a glass of water, and if it sinks, I don't know which is which though. So this isn't helpful at all.
Oh, okay.
Thanks. Yeah. Wow.
No, I did. It said October 10th on the sauce on the brats, and I did it this past. I cooked them this past Sunday.
How did you feel?
Did you smell them?
I smelled them. They smelled okay, but they were like a week.
Were they pink or brown?
They were. Well, the spicy ones were pinker, and the other ones were a little brown.
I think sausage is different, too, because they put a lot of filler in there and a lot of preservatives, so whatever.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I kind of get down with it.
I just go with my gut.
Yeah.
And then if my gut steers me wrong, my gut is the one that's going to suffer, so.
I smelled it, and it smelled okay. That's all I could go on. But I had a friend of mine who said that, you're trying to tell me that the expiration date, I mean, that day at midnight, the food goes bad.
It's merely a suggestion.
Yeah, kind of. But
no, because
I feel that way about dairy.
I watched a documentary about food and all those types of things. And if you think for a second that, you know, the man.
Oh, hang on. I didn't want to do this.
That's okay. Go ahead.
Whoops.
You know what? Just go with it. Don't stop it now.
I'm trying to stop it now, and I can't figure it out.
Don't stop,
T. Hi, welcome back to the Chick McGee Show. We'll be right back with Jess's story here in a second. We're in the club. Getting crumb, bling, bling. I swear, I almost... You know what, now that I think about it, I really don't give a shit. Here we go. That's why we run this show, by the seat of our pants. Well, I got some dope down in the... No. But it's cigarettes, and you guys know I can't smoke. Okay, what were you talking about? Please remember, because I don't.
It was a doc. You were watching a documentary.
A documentary about food. Yeah,
yeah, I'm talking about expiration dates. And if you think for a second that FDA isn't going to put an expiration date on there that benefits them and benefits.
What are you saying? The food goes back to the FDA and they keep it and they take it home and
cook
it?
No, I'm saying they're gonna give you less time so that you have to go to the store and buy more food.
Yeah.
So you probably, in my opinion, actually that was not from that documentary. That's my shitty opinion, but.
No, it makes sense though. And like, did you see the John Oliver segment about food waste in America?
Oh, it's nuts.
I've read like 30% of food is wasted in the United States.
Yeah. It's nuts. Yeah. It's so
I'd watch that documentary though. A guy put my shitty opinion. I'd watch that. Here's what I
honestly
think.
Honestly?
Here's what I think about
this. I've
been
trying to come
no
up.
No scientific background. No. Nothing to
nothing.
Back up
Here's
your
my
claim.
Shitty opinion. You know what? Chuck E. Cheese is a mess and they should close them all. That's just his shitty opinion, see?
Is that your shitty opinion?
No,
or?
That's not my shitty
opinion. That's a shitty opinion.
They were talking about Chuck E. Cheese, Cheese today. That's why it's right here. I know that at Chuck E. Cheese, you can only get two beers per adult visit.
Are you kidding me?
Going back up. You can go back up for two. And I think it's like 20 minutes before you can get two more or something like that. I experienced it personally.
At one of our birthdays?
Yes.
Oh.
Well, who? Yeah.
Well, I mean, your kids went to Chuck E. Cheese. No.
Not really.
They don't have those on the north side?
No, it's Charles Fromage. It's Charles Fromaggio. Charles Fromaggio, yeah.
The only memory I have of Chuck E. Cheese is, for whatever reason, my brother and I were really little, and we were going on a Saturday or Sunday in the summer, and we get there, and we park, and my mom goes, I don't have shoes. We were with my mom and dad, and my mom goes, I forgot to bring shoes. Because, like, you just hop in the car, you bring your shoes, you want to be barefoot in the car. I never wear shoes when I'm in the car. And so my dad...
Whoa, hillbilly. Time out. What?
No, it's so true, though.
But I also think that it's illegal to drive barefoot.
It is, but have you seen the apparatuses that we have to put on our feet? It's actually safer to drive barefoot
sometimes.
No,
I've heard about driving in flip-flops that it's deadly.
Yeah.
It's deadly.
Yeah.
But aren't you supposed to check shoes in when you go to...
Well, that's at a bowling alley, actually, but that's same.
No,
pulled in. We were still in the car. My mom's like, I don't have shoes. And so my dad ran next door. There was a Dunham's next door. And he got her a pair of Reebok slides, like on sale for like $8 or whatever
it was. She
probably
still has them too, doesn't she?
Yes, bitch.
my husband to the rescue.
Yeah, that's
isn't
awesome.
That nice?
Yeah.
Could you imagine if my dad wasn't there, though? I'm like 7 years old.
You've been devastated.
She would have either had me go into Dunham's and try to buy shoes for her, or would have had to turn around and go home.
Either way. Obviously it was a memorable day.
Yeah. I don't know.
I did that with Max once. We were going to preschool and I was a new mom and got him in the car, got to school, went to take him out of the car, and I just start sobbing in the parking lot because I forgot to put shoes on him. So we had to run up to the Kmart.
Worthless mother!
I know. We had to run up to the Kmart and it was the best day of his life because I refused to buy my kid's character and light up shoes back then.
Yep.
Now, who cares? But that's
my mom was like that too. We couldn't get light up shoes.
I didn't let him get light up shoes or character shoes. Well, it was Toe Mater light up tennis shoes from Kmart. It was the best day of that kid's life. And he wore those shoes every damn day after that.
I mean,
and
Mater from Cars?
He never went around without shoes on because he just had those on 24/7.
Right, yeah. Like he slept in them, everything. Yeah,
that's cute.
His memory of that story, completely opposite of mine. I'm sobbing walking through Kmart with a shoeless child. And he was like, I finally got light up shoes.
Did you know they weigh tickets now at Chuck E. Cheese? They don't count them anymore?
Yeah.
I guess that's like, have you seen those money counters that weigh money? They had those. I used to work at Walgreens in college.
Are you sure that's what you wanted? You didn't work for like in Columbia?
I also worked for a drug dealer. No, at Walgreens, it was the craziest thing. You would count, you know, your money, and then you could literally just lay a stack of 20s on the table or on the little scale, and it would tell you how much it was. And it was right every time.
As you were counting out your drawer, you just to double check your...
Yeah,
oh, okay.
It was
every
insane.
Walgreens
wow.
I've ever seen said there's no money on premises. There's only $20 in the cash drawer, and we don't have any money on site.
That's probably true.
Well, that's not what she's just said.
But
they're counting her money.
But that's as she's... Where do you think that she puts the money? You think there's like a bank... sucker machine that goes straight to the bank every time she takes someone's money?
Yes, I do.
That would be helpful.
I stopped working there really because one of my friends got held up at gunpoint. And she never actually saw the gun. It was like under a blanket or like under like a scarf or something. So
or
she was like,
it
could have been. Yeah, she was like, it could have been. But it was a big like
shotgun.
And so she was like, it could have been a broom handle.
Oh.
But like, I'm not going to play games.
No.
That's the thing that I
don't play games with firearms.
A, don't play games with firearms. B, when I worked at Walgreens, I literally watched people steal stuff and walk out the store.
I'm not stopping you. I
no,
don't make enough money.
I make $7.25 an hour. I don't care if you steal something. Cool. Have that deodorant.
Would you like to hear my story in retail?
Yes. Oh, no. Is this the one where you're stopped at Walmart?
No, that happened. yeah, that was like... Not that long ago.
You never worked in retail.
Oh, I worked at a 7-Eleven for
that's right.
A month. I worked at a convenience store.
That's right.
for a month, and the guy who hired me went to another store, and he got shot in the neck and holed up and killed. So I decided not to work at 7-Eleven anymore. But when I did work at 7-Eleven, there was a United Skates of America right next door.
Yes, there was one on 38th Street, and they rebranded.
USA!
Yeah,
so that's the one I went to growing up.
Yeah. Every Friday night at midnight, those little bastards would come over from USA and steal me blind. So I thought... I stole some stuff. A couple of weekends that I...
No, but you knew they were stealing.
I was still there. I closed because Big 7-Eleven is 20... Even so, it says they're open 7 to 11. They were open 24 hours. I locked the doors and turned the lights out when I knew they were headed over there. And they would bang on the door, and I'd be standing in the back eating a Dolly Madison cupcake.
That's a good story.
I would not let them in.
No, I wouldn't either.
No, they were stealing me blind.
Did you ever get in trouble
yes.
for that by your manager?
Stealing stuff?
No, I mean for other people stealing stuff on your watch.
Possible. No,
I don't think they do
anything. Gigantic corporations,
like that,
I don't think they really. No, they don't give a darn.
I mean, literally, if something costs a dollar at the gas station, it probably costs like a cent to produce.
Right. But isn't there like this, like the Walmart way, they like, it has to be, if you see someone stealing, you have to guess that it's worth more than X amount of dollars before you stop them.
Yeah.
Because the actual process.
There's a dollar amount you have to go through your brain?
Of paying security and paying loss prevention and going to court and all those things cost so much more money than actually just letting them walk out.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that you have, don't you have some kind of insurance or some kind of something
I
that
would
covers,
assume. I would assume
covers
that,
theft? I don't know either.
I wonder how much stuff gets stolen from a Walmart, like on a day-to-day basis.
You
just
know what
a
else
day.
I went into a Target, and this is a long time ago. I bought a portable radio, and in opening the package, I broke the antenna. This is how long ago it was. In opening the package, I broke the antenna. So I took it back into Target. Did I say Walmart or Target?
Target.
Went back into Target and said, this was broken. I opened it.
I think everybody's done something similar.
And they gave me a new one, didn't even ask.
That actually happened to me like 2 months ago. I bought a little a little chair, one of those like dorm chairs.
Yeah.
And I was like, this could be Matt's little gaming chair when he plays Diddy-O Dames.
Oh, okay.
And so the next day he was sitting in it and it just collapsed. Like it totally broke while he was sitting in it. So I brought it back and I go, can I return this? This broke. And then I kind of was like, I made it seem like I was the one sitting in it. And I was like, I don't know if there's a weight limit, but like, I don't think I'm that heavy. And the lady was like, oh no, baby, you're fine. You're fine. You're fine. So I returned it.
No, baby, you're fine.
Mm-hmm. Actually, just had a conversation with someone about this is bad.
Okay.
This is stealing. I know it's stealing.
Did this happen recently?
It happens regularly. Oh, recently, whatever you want to say.
It's ongoing?
Yes. If I need to go in and say I need a Band-Aid and I'm headed somewhere and I don't need a whole box of Band-Aids, perhaps I open the Band-Aid box, take the Band-Aid I need, and walk out.
Okay, here's the thing. I don't think that's stealing.
Or maybe.
So the next person, so maybe it's worse than stealing, though, because the next person buying that, conducting commerce.
I promise you they don't know. It's very minor things like that,
box.
Like Band-Aids.
They're short of
or
Band-Aid.
Or if I forgot my lipstick and I don't want to pay $8 for another tube of lipstick.
I'm sickened by you right now.
I will open a thing of lipstick.
And put it on in the store. Well, I've done that with hand lotion.
And what?
Hand lotion and deodorant.
That is hilarious.
But I leave it open so people know that it's been used.
And
well,
powder.
Thank you for that.
powder for your testicles. I've done that.
No, and, you haven't.
You powder your wiener right there.
You
sure.
You
right there. Right
you pulled your shorts up.
And then put it back up on the shelf. You put the little sticker back on it and go about your business.
You guys, I'm supposed to be the hillbilly here.
No,
you're
the nice one, remember?
Yeah, that's true. I'm the good girl. No, so that's why, this is a real thing. Whenever I go to the store, I learned this from my grandma Faust. I never pick the first thing. I always go back in the shelf and grab from like the way back because she always claims, well, the front one's dirty because people have touched it. Well, the front one's probably filthy from you wiping your lips all over it and you sticking it down your pants.
I don't stick it down my... There's a,
or there are pieces missing.
That's true too.
I use it as a gentleman. I don't touch...
You hold
anything
it
high up above it just goes down into the. There's maybe a cloud that
That's funny.
That's forms hilarious.
I shut the pants back up.
I'm trying to think what else I've done that with. I've done it with other stuff. I just can't think of it right now.
I've done it at an Ulta where they have the different the swabs that help keep it sanitary.
Yeah, there's been times where I'm like, I have to go to the mall or do something, but then I have to go somewhere later, and I'll just be like, I'll just do my makeup out at Sephora.
Yeah.
And just use all the stuff. And
cookies out of the package. Anybody?
No.
Just me.
I don't do that.
Do like you? Like Oreo? Like you literally open up the top of the Oreo and
Yeah.
Oreo thins are the best thing that's happened to me.
Why's that?
Because I don't like all, I like you the like, cookie like the more stuff? Than the stuff, yeah.
I think you're, that's an anomaly. I think
what's
most
it like being
like
an
stuff.
Al-Qaeda? Oh my God.
Yeah, that's hardly American. I don't think.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Do you guys open food and eat it as you're walking through the grocery store?
Yep. I have before, yes.
Yeah. Do you go to the bulk aisle and get a handful of chocolate covered peanuts and just walk through the store?
I don't do that. And...
Really?
No.
Just me.
Actually, I don't. I don't steal food from the grocery store. I guess that's where I draw the line morally. But Addie will. She will just eat all the grapes. And Max is like, we have to pay for those. And I was like, well, actually, we don't. If they're not in there, they're not going to weigh.
No.
Are they going to weigh your daughter and then weigh the grapes and then subtract?
They weigh the grapes anyway. So it's not like you get a package of grapes and each package of grapes is $2.99.
Yeah,
it goes by
the
weight anyway.
That's true. So you know what? It's their fault.
Yeah.
They should.
So, and honestly, sometimes I notice that's a smaller pack of grapes.
Yep.
I get that because there's only two of us in the house.
That's true.
You know what? Thank you, Addie.
Yes. Addie's
doing the Lord's work.
Yep.
I think I'd be great at loss prevention or something like that because I used to, when I was 12, 13, 14, 15, I stole anything that wasn't nailed down in a store.
Did you steal
sunglasses,
just to do it?
Music. No, I stole because I didn't have the money to pay for it.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know if it was just a fun thing for you.
I would, everything, down your pants, sunglasses.
Really?
Comic books. Oh, yeah.
I worked at JCPenney in high school.
Hell yeah.
Me, my friend Emily, and Ryan.
I love this story.
There's
because at that point in JCPenney's corporate bottom line, they didn't make any money off anybody who lived on the east side. Here's why.
Well, because my friends would come when I was working, and I would mark everything down as much as possible and then sell it to them. But then I would also be like, here's my stuff, buy it.
Yeah.
And then, and so it would be stuff that, and you know, JCPenney, everything was 30% off all the time.
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah.
And so I marked it down. And let me just add this side note. I went on a date to Steak and Shake with the loss prevention guy 2 weeks before. I thought we had an understanding. Clearly we didn't. And he goes, I need to talk to you after work today. And I was like, okay.
So you thought he was going to ask you out again?
No, I knew what he was fucking doing. And so I got in my car and I never came back to work ever again.
So technically, JCPenney is still looking for. Aren't they closing?
Okay,
and then
yo.
I think JCPenney's already. The one on East Washington Street's been closed forever. But I was
there's
just,
one at 86 in Michigan with a Sephora in it.
Yeah, that's how the
it's
one is
lit.
At Castleton.
It's
yeah.
lit.
Oh, there's one at Trader's Point up on the northeast side. There's a Penny's
the
with a Sephora in the
about.
Middle of it.
Is that the one you're talking about?
Trader Point? Not Trader's Point. Hamilton Town Center.
Oh, I've never even been there.
Yeah, there's one up there. Yeah.
There's a JCPenney home. Sometimes you see those around, too.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. You can steal things for your house.
Sorry, JCPenney.
You can mark down things. I thought you let your friend steal everything and just told him to go ahead.
No, I was stealing stuff like Arizona brand jeans and clothes.
Oh, my God. Mud.
Z Cavarici mud. Yeah.
I wonder how stores kept items on the shelves before the sensor system was invented. That's what I wonder.
Yeah.
Well,
because you could steal people.
Well,
blind.
Hopefully some people had morals.
Not me.
Like me.
I mean,
you never stole anything.
I paid for the stuff.
Like a record store or...
I've never stolen a thing. I watched someone steal something one time. A friend. We were in Walmart and he needed something just so minuscule and stupid. It was 99 cents. He was like, I don't have my wallet. I'm just going to walk out. And I was so sick to my stomach.
Yeah.
Well, you got to get over that.
But that's how it started with me and grabbing a Band-Aid is that I was standing there with a box of Band-Aid and it's five people long in line. And I was like, forget this. I'm you not doing this. One. I'm taking the Band-Aid and I'm not standing in this line. Yeah. Don't ask me what my CVS extra care card number is. I'm going to shove it up your I'm so over this.
You can't buy anything now without... Do you have
a stupid card?
Frequent Dewey Huey card?
That's why I was like, do you have an option for me to just put it in my hand? And people look at me like I'm crazy. And I was like, no, that's the next step, actually. You know that, right?
I use my phone number for everything.
Yeah.
Like if I don't have my card. And actually, that's hilarious because Matt's mom is a very Christian woman. She like believes that the rapture is going to come one day. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, the mark of the beast, that part of it.
That's what that
she
is.
She believes that it's going to be like a microchip in all of us.
That's absolutely. That's I was raised in the same way.
Well, we've been talking about that. You and I have been talking about that for years.
Really?
I mean, the first rumor came out remember the Samsung TVs? They were supposedly watching and listening.
Yep.
They are. Well, and you know the app. Like,
everything is.
I keep a post-it note over all of the cameras on all of my devices.
I had a professor in college who used to keep post-it notes over her desktop computer, and we all thought she was crazy, and now I'm looking at it like...
Over the camera.
She's a genius.
Does over the camera.
I always do that.
That sounds a little crazy.
I put like a little heart sticker on it, and I cut out around it with a post-it, and I just stick it up there so it looks...
At least cute.
It doesn't look like I'm crazy.
You know who's worst? You know what's the worst about it? Instagram. You can be talking about something.
Oh, absolutely.
And all of a sudden, an ad shows up in your Instagram, in your timeline for whatever you've been talking about. It's amazing.
We can all talk about anything right now, and it's going to pop up.
Are you serious?
Yep. Yeah.
Let's do, let's see.
Like while I'm on the Instagram app?
No, just it doesn't talking even, on your phone.
It doesn't.
Your phone's open, okay? Yeah. Nike shorts, sweatpants.
Or it'll come up in your Amazon.
And Adidas. Yeezys.
Okay, I don't think any of those things have ever come up, but it'll be fine.
I'm freaked out.
No, they're listening. If your phone's on, they're listening.
We walked into a Restoration Hardware one time just to look, and like 2 days later, I had, you know, the 5-inch thick Restoration Hardware catalog. I've never bought anything from Restoration Hardware. Isn't that nuts? Chick buys his towels from Restoration Hardware.
I'm stressed.
That's right. I buy my because they have the finest towels.
Uh-huh.
Honestly, you know what? Like, we low-key are haters, even though you are kind of a normal person. You did buy something for $19.99 online the other day.
What are you talking about? Why wouldn't I buy something for $19.99?
You bought that sweeper dumb thing.
Oh, that's the stupidest thing ever. If you see this...
What's it called? A Fuller?
It's from the Fuller Brush people. It's a plastic self-powered
sweeper thing. No, it's like what they used to use at Pizza Hut. Pizza Hut's always had those.
Yeah, but they're not that. The ones at Pizza Hut are not.
What happened?
What just happened?
Now I know why I've been getting so many flipping houses Instagram ads.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm like in the process of putting our house up for sale. Oh. I am stressed. Like I'm looking at it like, why do these keep popping up? How stupid.
Welcome to 17.
Oh my God.
Oh God.
It's only going to get worse.
Yeah.
Here's a snack pack. Maybe I talk about snacks a lot, or I love food.
And I think it also has to do. Obviously, they're
with
aware
what you like, right?
What you like, they are aware of your searches. Yeah. Because all of so you much of, so much of my stuff is cooking and like food service. Like we'll deliver 3 meals to your door.
Yep. Yep.
Oh my gosh, I looked up one of those the other day. It was a keto meal service, 3 meals for a family of 4. So 3 times 4 at $15.
Tennis shoe ad on Instagram that wasn't
he
there
just opened that.
30 seconds ago. I'm telling you, shop now. Woo! You know what? I'm just
so stressed out.
You know, I used to think that they didn't listen because it was easier for them to just follow your search history and everything because and that was tangible. I think they listen. There's some sort of... I know this for a fact, that there is a program that listens to audio presentations, let's say. Mm-hmm. And if you have a commercial for, let's say, a razor, that's a monthly delivery service, let's say that. And let's say you mention another brand of razor during regular conversation during the broadcast of this audio presentation, like maybe Gillette or Schick, the people who have bought advertising who are not Gillette and Schick know that you've done that and send you a sternly worded letter saying, hey, We're aware that Gillette has a monthly service too. Let's not mention that name anymore.
Wow.
Or we won't advertise anymore in your audio presentation.
That's crazy.
That happened.
I mean, I kind of understand it. Like, it kind of makes sense.
Why wouldn't they? They're spending money advertising. They don't want some dumbass talking about, hey, my Gillette razors are the best. They're unbelievable.
But it's also stressful as fuck. Also, now I know why Matt keeps getting, you know, the Titleist hats?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that wording, what that looks like. So some brand made a fake Titleist hat that says titties in the same lettering.
Wait
and
a minute.
He gets that on his Instagram every single day.
That's hilarious.
I will buy him that hat and I will buy me that hat.
He loves it. It's so funny.
We will be the titty brothers.
Yes.
We'll have people glance and go, oh, look at those dumbasses in those Titleist hats. I don't think so.
Wrong.
Titties.
Yep. Okay, man.
Of all, like, you are so, like, there's so many.
Non-titties hat wearing
now
guy?
They're going to, honestly, now they're going to show up on our Instagrams because we've been talking about it.
No, but of all things, like you don't say fart. You don't like that word.
I don't like that word.
No, he doesn't like saying, like, he doesn't like calling people bad bitches either.
Yeah, I don't like the B word. I don't know what it is about that either.
But if it comes, if somebody
we've
says.
We've been hella talking about our phones, an Apple
there you
sponsored
go.
Post. I am so freaked out. I'm sorry.
She
you
is
can keep going.
This is the paranoid episode.
Oh my God.
But Chick thinks the word titties, like that he thinks it's funny.
Titties.
It's a hilarious word.
Next to hat. If you have hat in the punchline,
I will laugh
all night long. And titties hats, oh my God.
Like that's a twofer.
That's got me written all over it.
Are you one of the joke people where you like listening to jokes or you like crafting jokes that use like the hard consonants?
Yeah, well, that's a definite theory. Yeah.
He is very sensitive to noise.
There's a rule,
the sound.
There's a rule of three. That's not true. She doesn't know everything about me.
The number five is the funniest number.
I'm really sensitive to sounds.
Yeah.
And I like the number five. It's kind of funny. And there's also a rule of threes.
Yeah.
It's like semi punchline. Hard punchline's the third one.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. Gotcha.
And five is the funniest. Five is the funniest number. K is the funniest letter.
Yes.
Caitlin Kopetsky. That you could be a punchline.
Wow.
That's so great.
I'm just saying. I'm scared to look at my Instagram again.
I'm terrified. I'm deleting everything. I'm throwing this thing in a river.
Don't even joke like that. She didn't mean that.
Now
she's
I'm gonna
kidding.
Get her. I'm gonna get some
you guys
river
ready?
Shit.
She's what totally
were,
kidding.
What were we talking about before we came on the air? Rugs.
Runners and rugs, yeah.
Yep.
Oh my God.
That was the first
I had no idea. And like, I always kind of looked at it like, this is weird, whatever. Oh, I'm so stressed out.
And I know that I have a makeup thing because I was just on RMS buying makeup earlier. So that explains that one. I'm going to look for one more advertisement.
Advertisement.
Oh, Apple. Apple is my next one.
Yep.
There you go.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, this is my email. Mahabus.
Mahabus are my shoes, though.
What's that?
They're the shoes I have that look like slippers, but you can put on soles.
The ones that you melted the soles off of?
I did. I melted the soles off of them at Mary's house.
They have a,
Oops.
They have a docking station. The shoes that you can dock into another pair of shoes.
I like them. But you can get like four different soles, all different colors for like $50. So it's like,
oh, that's solid.
Yeah.
Matt and I were just, sometimes we do some weird shit around the house. Like, look at all the expensive slippers on Gucci.com.
Oh.
And so we found some where it's like it's a nice little, think of like the Chinese slipper trend.
Okay.
And then you can attach them to a wedge and turn the whole shoe into
Stop.
A wedge. They were like, I don't know, like $1,900 or
no
something
way.
Like that. They were like low-key sick. And we laughed so hard because whenever we go on road trips to either see my parents or his parents, we always stop at the gas station first to get gas. And then Matt goes inside and he brings out surprises. Just finds the dumbest shit he can find in the gas station.
That's cute.
And it's like a funny thing we've always done. And he said, could you imagine if I won the lottery, I would buy you stuff like this. Like, for this surprise. Would be our gas station right. funny Aww. Thing.
It would
and it's
arrive
a pair
in the
of Gucci slippers.
Speaking of the gas station, have you seen the giant weird dolls they have now at the gas stations?
They look no. like Raggedy Ann dolls.
They're
kind
like
of.
Look like giant Raggedy
what
Ann
dolls.
What are they
for?
And they're life size. You can buy, I mean, they're like
they're
blondes,
the
brunettes,
holidays.
And redheads. Yeah. They're just like little dolls, but they're
only
gigantic.
In the gas station?
That's the only place
they're
I've
like
seen
truck stops.
Them. Truck stops, yeah.
Which one did you get?
The brunette oh. And the blonde.
You did?
Yeah. That, I
Are we
going
to put those in the bar?
No, I do show it here when you guys aren't here
you
all
do?
By myself. I talk to you guys, and you don't answer very much. I think that's really funny. And then the brunette pats me on the back. Good job. And then we wrap up the show.
And then the blonde says, you're doing great, sweetie.
Said, thank you so much. Okay, let's take a break, and I'm going to go get more to drink, and...
I'm going to stare at my Instagram and keep refreshing it and just say words and see what happens.
We didn't tell you that to freak it. We made you, we want you to be woke.
I love that you love that.
Woke. Going to be woke. We did this. We're going to come back and do more of this. Thank you. It's the Chick McGee Show on Podcast One. Tell your friends. You can't be frightened when it comes to this. Put down your back cheeks, give me a kiss. I got a castle in the Paris, got a crib in the city. I said I'd get you something nice, something pretty, and I did. And you liked it like that, to be so big and to be so fast. Because we up in the mud house, over in the club. Getting crumb, bling, bling, I got some love for you. Ass moving so fast, can't think. Big buzz bouncing up on the sink. I wish you was here, but I can't be sure. The night's all black.
She'll
what
say the
did she just say?
Go.
I said, so until 15 years ago, you were surrounded and surrounded yourself on purpose by
women.
Yeah,
I think that's a better way to say it.
Okay,
yes. I chose
not,
to be.
Were not strong and who were not very nice and.
Not confident.
Yes.
They
yes.
were codependent.
I thought. Women. Were a lot like my mom.
Yeah.
In
yeah.
that.
And you just thought generally that's how women were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
which
because
would make sense.
What else did I.
That's
I
your
had
base.
Never met a. I had never met any a woman who had their own ideas or
yeah.
a skill set. God, that sounds horrible, doesn't it?
No, and it really doesn't. No, it doesn't.
Intellectually, I know that women are unbelievable and
yeah.
amazing.
And, you
and
had
like
met
Condoleezza
them.
Rice. And I know this, but.
You do have this weird thing for Condoleezza.
She's a football fan.
Uh-huh.
She needs to change her hairstyle. As
That's
soon
it.
As she
That's
does,
all you're asking.
I'm all over her.
You're
I don't even
in.
Know what her hair looks like.
Because you know that ass is fine.
I can't handle this.
And the name is just badass.
That is a good name.
You know, Condi and I were going to be there. Mm-hmm. That's, I'll say shit like that, you know?
That's
like,
okay.
Condi and I were going to go to the Browns game, but she wouldn't let me out of bed that morning. Stuff like that.
That's
yeah.
That's adorable.
Right? Yeah.
That's adorable.
That is very funny. You were aware that women had all these abilities. You just hadn't surrounded
I'd
yourself
never been,
with,
I'd
or
never,
been around with.
I'd never, yeah. no.
You just hadn't.
Until, of course... Yeah. Anyway, no, and for whatever reason, I didn't know that I disliked women like mm-hmm. who were like similar to my mother, but that's what was happening.
But
to
it
me.
Was comfortable. It's what you knew.
But being around those women made me comfortable and made me, okay, yeah. this is a war, and I'm in this camp,
and
they're in this camp.
And I know my role.
And this is my yeah. role, yeah. and I'm the idiot, and I fucked up, and oh, my God, blah,
and
blah, blah.
And that was your normal. That's
that
what
was
you,
my normal.
That you never knew anything right. outside of that. So not only was it comfortable, but that was, like, in your mind what was supposed to be happening.
Right.
So you guys, I don't know if you know this, but I'm really deep into this Enneagram thing.
I don't know what
you
that
sent me
word
that,
means.
And it costs like $90.
It costs $10, you big wiener. You bought $10 in shoelaces in the last day, probably, so you could spend $10 on a test.
That's accurate.
But this, so it goes. It
can you say the word one more time?
Enneagram. So it's basically
Enneagram.
Okay. So
that was a lot to listen to for
it
me.
It was, right? Yeah, I can't imagine the listener. If you're still there, we appreciate it.
Like, so, like, Ennea is Latin for nine, and then gram is like a like a, not a scale, but a graph or a depiction or something. I don't actually know, but something like that.
My shitty opinion.
You guys, I've been wanting to do a spinoff podcast. That might be it. But it's almost like, an anagram or a pentagram or what do they call those? All the things. Like, what's the bad one that people are scared of?
The star.
Pentagram.
A pentagram.
Pentagram, yeah. The 7-6-sided. How many? I don't know.
I think it's five. It's like
five? Five is a real star, right?
But that's like they flip it upside down. Satanic shit,
yeah,
the, right?
Yeah, that's.
I know teens put that on their floor to summon the devil. That's all I know.
Doesn't it mean anarchy too?
Yes.
Possibly.
Don't know, actually.
Or maybe just an A with a circle around it.
Maybe that.
Anarchy.
Okay, so the Enneagram.
So the Enneagram is it's nine personality types. And everybody is some variation of these nine.
Well, yeah.
That's
a lot of personality types. I thought you were going to give me like four or five I could work with. Nine?
No.
That's why it's $10.
That's why it's $10 and 200 questions. Do you want to know what you are or not?
I kind of know what I am.
But it goes back through this thing, but it's basically saying the survival techniques that you learned as a child don't benefit you anymore.
No, not at all. No.
But they did shape who you are as a person.
And you tend to parent yourself the way your parents parented you when you were a child.
Yeah, that's what they say, but it is. So the survival techniques that you learned as a child shaped who you are.
Yeah.
Made the personality that you have.
Gotcha.
However, they don't benefit you anymore, but they are who you are, and you've got to figure out a way to live this best life with this personality.
Wow.
Yeah.
Love this. So, and this is different than like ENFJ, INTJ. What's that called?
They're all kind of.
TMJ? Is that where your jaws lock?
Yeah. That's called
all
that.
Different. Okay. Like Myers-Briggs.
Yep.
Things like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's similar? Kind of similar.
Okay.
But this was actually from like a, like I want to say like a monk or something. Like this, this is deep. This is old. This goes back.
Okay. I am headed to the monkery. So, you guys know that, right?
But a big thing that they discuss is unconscious childhood messages, which things that you retrieved from your childhood.
Okay.
And then lost childhood messages, things that they were trying to teach you but didn't come through, and instead you got the unconscious version of that. And this is basically, this is what has shaped us into who we are. And so of these nine different personality types, there's you at your best. There's you at your everyday average, like, you know, average stress, average health, average whatever, and then there's you at your worst. And so it basically, it's actually just a wonderful tool to make you aware,
yeah,
to make you aware of the people around you. And I'm really grateful that I found it. And I said on my Instagram stories, this is a book that I found, and it referenced God, and I didn't even get pissed off about it.
Oh, girl, yes.
I know, I was kind of excited about it. So it's just, I said, look, I'm doing the work. I'm trying to figure this out.
So what's your personality? Like, did you do the whole test and everything? Do you want
to
share?
I almost want you guys to do it and then see if you know what I am, and then I'll kind of read and try to decide what you guys are. And
like
and
right now? Or
no,
do I have
no, we can
I have
do
to
it
take
next,
the test?
You want 10 bucks? Is that what you want?
No.
It's sounds like she wants 10 bucks.
This is, honestly, this is all a scam. She's hustling all of us out of $10.
I have an Enneagram dealership.
This is a pyramid scheme. You can be like a coach in this life skills type thing.
Aren't you technically a yogi? Not a yogi, but don't you have like your yoga license, whatever?
I do. I have a teacher certification in yoga. Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's just.
I'm also a
you
Reiki.
Being an enteopathic, whatever this is called.
Yeah. Enneagram.
It's just the most just thing ever. Do it.
I see you in robes and finger symbols.
I would love to.
And a lot of beads
I'm
instead
a level
of doors.
Two Reiki healer. People don't know that.
See?
Like, just all kinds of weird shit. I know. But you know what? I was just thinking about that last night before I fell to bed. Fell out of bed. I didn't
fall asleep
in bed. Was I haven't taken a class this year. I haven't learned anything new this year.
Of Reiki or yoga?
No, of anything. Like, I try to take a class something different every year, and I haven't.
But you got your astrology read.
I did do
which
that.
Which is dope.
No, I did. Max took me to.
He did.
He took me to a class.
He did.
At Playful Soul for my birthday this year.
No, that's really cool.
Yeah, so
I want to take this $10 test. Send me the link, girl.
I will.
We'll come back next week, and we'll talk about Enneopath. What's it called? Enneagram?
Enneagram.
Enneagram. Like Enneagram.
Shut up.
Like Enneagram.
Love it.
What did we say? Lost childhood messages. Is that what we said?
Do I just go online? And like, how long does this
take?
I'll
send you the link. It takes a minute.
Do I need, like, an afternoon?
There's part of me that doesn't.
You need, like, 20 minutes.
I don't want to know.
Yeah, you do.
Because I don't think.
No, that's a shitty. That's shitty.
Oh, he didn't even finish this.
Unless there are some things that might have happened that I don't.
That you don't want to relive?
I don't want to relive or I don't want to remember. What about that?
But it'll help you be aware of the days that you're a great person, an average person, or at your worst.
I'm so tired of hearing that Chick's such a dick. I'm really
Who says that?
Everybody.
Well, nobody more than Chick does.
Oh, my. Literally, Matt and I just had a conversation in the woods the other day. He was like, I haven't hung out with Uncle Chick in a while. I want to go hang out with him and have some boys time.
What are you guys doing in the woods?
Taking Kobe on a walk.
They go on walks around Eagle Creek, don't they?
No, I didn't hate it. It just sounded creepy. So you know, one of your neighbors got sassy and time to go out in the woods.
Could you imagine?
So when I found the lost and unconscious childhood messages, this is what I found. So I'll go ahead and tell you guys, I'm a type 2.
Number 2.
And I am a helper. I think I'm a type 2. Or am I a type 4?
What's a 2? A helper, what's a 4?
I don't know. I don't have my book.
Is there a destroyer on there?
Is this Battleship? What just happened?
You sunk my submarine.
Oh, what wait. Happened? I have my test scores in my email.
You say submarine, too.
Submarine?
What's a submarine?
It's a submarine, but I say submarine. Because, like, who can say submarine?
I always say submarine.
Submarine, yeah.
What is it?
Submarine?
Submarine.
Yeah. That's technically
That's
how I say it, but you and I say it.
Submarine.
Like normal people. Submarine.
Oh, I also say I also say album.
I also say ornaments.
I say mazagine only because of my daughter.
Yeah.
I don't know what that word
magazine.
Is.
Magazine. Oh.
Max used to call motorcycles mokers. So we
That's
call
cute.
We call them
That's
mokers.
Cute.
Look at the moker.
Yeah. WESPP. It's something like that. That's not right. I'm so sorry. I'll send you guys the link to the test and
Thank
you can
you.
Take it. And
we
we'll
can come
there.
Back next week.
And
I want to
know
we'll
what
do.
You guys are. But I'm actually going to look
I'll tell you about yourself.
I'll tell you about yourself. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, 2's helper. What's 4?
What? I'm either a 2 or a 4. Hold on. Oh, you guys are probably 4s, actually.
Okay, no need to take them.
Yeah, you guys are 4s. I'm 2. A 2 is the loving person. They want to be a generous person, seeking to make the world a more loving place in which to live. Harmonious, intimate, mutual relationships are what their life is about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's you.
Always trying to help, but to the point, on my worst day, I'm helping people, waiting to see how they're going to help me back.
Ooh,
like, show me that you love me by helping me as much as I helped you. Shitty ways like that.
What's a 4?
A 4, I think, is an artistic personality.
I don't know. That might be you.
I think that is me. Yes. Very artistic.
Attracted to and value originality, authenticity, individuality, and artistic expression.
Mm. I'm rigging this test so I can be that.
They want to be sensitive, refined people.
They want to be.
Seeking to make the world more beautiful, valuing the inner journey. Each 4 is on the quest for the Holy Grail. His or her real self, honoring your uniqueness and deeply connecting to others.
I like that, the sound of that, yeah.
And to the world is what life is all about. What do you think?
Question mark? I don't know.
Yeah.
I just know what's it called? Myers-Briggs?
Yeah.
I'm the commander.
Okay.
Whatever the letters
that
are.
Sounds like some sort of Scientology. You're in the Sea Org.
So you might be an 8, which
commander.
Is the powerful person.
I like the sound of that, bitch.
Are attracted to and appreciate power. They endeavor to be strong, independent, straightforward, assertive people who
Time
use
me
their
up.
Strength
Time
and
me
influence
up. Time me down.
To make the world a more just place. They value equity. They value distribution of power.
What number is this?
8.
8.
I feel sorry for 8.
And show a concern for the underprivileged. And disenfranchised. 8s are chiefly concerned with being their own person, doing their own thing, and protecting their own people and interests.
Hmm. That sounds a lot like my dad.
Yeah.
My dad and I are similar. Like, I don't look at myself like that, but that sounds a lot like my dad. Well, we'll have to take this and see if Jess gets right.
You guys gotta tell me.
I know. I'm super curious now.
8s think the world just. That's sad.
Yeah.
No, they
want it
to
be. They're
working
towards it.
They're
working towards it. So when you go back to I'm well, a two.
Okay, honestly, which is fair. Like, I want everyone to get the same amount of taxes taken out of their paycheck.
I agree.
That's
which
crazy
is fair
talk.
And just.
I would love that.
The lost and unconscious childhood memory. So as a number two, how this applies to me is the unconscious childhood message, which is the message I received, whether or not it was purposeful, is it's not okay to have your own needs met. To have your own needs and to have your own needs met. That is not okay.
So you...
The lost childhood message, the message I receive...
The last thing you need to be looking out for is yourself.
Right. And the lost message, the message that I should have received growing up is you are wanted. You don't have to do things and take care of people in order to feel wanted.
Yeah.
And so that's where the lines got crossed. So that's what I have to work through.
That would have been helpful.
Yeah, wow.
This is super interesting.
Also, as a parent, I suggest that you kind of pay attention to the descriptions, figure out what your child is, and figure out the way that you can make that the most positive experience.
I wonder what my lost.
I don't know. Do you want me to read through the unconscious? And maybe this will help. Maybe it will help you decide who you are.
Well,
why don't
you? Can you bring up the questions again so you can ask me?
No, I can just tell you. So a type one, it's not okay to make mistakes. That if you're a type one, that was the unconscious message. That's the message your parents gave you.
That's pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Type two is it's not okay to have your own needs. That was me. Mm-hmm. Type three, it's not okay to have your own feelings or identity. Type four, it's not okay to be functional or too happy.
Oh.
Number five.
Number four so far.
It's not okay to be comfortable in the world. Number six, it's not okay to trust yourself. Number seven, it's not okay to depend on anyone for anything.
Oh.
Type eight, it's not okay to be vulnerable or trust anyone. Type nine, it's not okay to assert yourself. Which one are you feeling?
What was number four?
Number four was it's not okay to be functional. It's not okay to be too functional or too happy.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. We'll have to check it out.
And what's the subconscious message?
The thing that you should have received if you're a number. What did
number
you say?
Four. Number four.
Number four. No, that's not right. Yeah, that is right. And number four, the message you should have received was you are seen for who you are. No, you don't think that's right?
Mm-mm. I remember my mom hiding in the house from neighbors and stuff because she was embarrassed, I guess, or I don't know why
like
she
hiding
hid.
From them coming to the door?
Or yeah, they would come to the door. Yeah, we would act like we weren't home. They would
was
be
it
outside.
Like a social, I can't. You know what?
I hella do that, though.
I've done that with
my parents.
I've grabbed my kids and put them in the pantry and said, do not answer the door. We're not going to the door right now.
Yo.
So I don't know what I've just royally effed up in their brain.
My mom used to do that with me, too, though. But it was mostly like if we're like hanging out on a Friday night in our underwear, and it's like, I don't want
to
fucking deal with this right now.
We're not talking to people. We don't feel like being social right this second. We're not doing this. I've done that. So do you think your mom like had some kind of social anxiety? How do you think your mom was? Did she go to parties or in public places or situations or?
Well, you know, you and I've had that discussion. I don't know what my mom would be like if she would be alive today and would be treatable and would be, you know, there's something we can do with talk therapy or pharmaceuticals that would have made her. Mm-hmm. So paranoid and.
So you never saw your mom in a social setting?
No, just with her family.
Oh,
and I can plainly remember driving over to my. We hardly ever visited my dad's mom and dad. Of course, my dad's dad wasn't. He died when I was six or seven. But we would discuss whose side we were on in the current
whatever
family fight that was going on. Now, whose side are we on? Are we on Sandy's side or are we on Jerry's side? Who's going
That's
on?
That's hilarious.
Yeah. And they also, you would also drive from London to Columbus, Ohio with the windows rolled up in the wintertime with both of them smoking. Yeesh.
That's funny.
That is like the craziest thing to me. The smoking, the like no seatbelts. My mom
no seatbelts.
My mom got in a car accident. She was, okay, so my grandma had my mom really young. And so my grandma was driving. her grandma, no, my mom's grandma, so my grandma's mom, whatever, was in the passenger seat. Grandma Booker, Betty Faust, Debbie Kopetsky are in the car together. My Got mom's it. A kid. They get in a car accident. That's why my grandma has dentures. You would never know it because they're porcelain.
Really?
Because she got them knocked out when she was like 20. And a Coke bottle, a glass Coke bottle, shattered and sliced all the way up my grandma Booker's shin. And like she had to get a ton of stitches. Like my grandma Faust had her jaw wired shut for forever. And it was like no one was wearing a seatbelt, like casual. Is that crazy?
I remember
not wearing a seatbelt ever.
It was a big weekend when my mother decided she was tired of getting toothaches. People look at me like I'm crazy when I tell this story, but it's true. She got she had like two or maybe three toothaches, but it was the big weekend when she was going to go get dentures. She was getting all of her teeth pulled and dentures put in. I was 8 or 9, so she would have been 30 maybe. No, she was 17 when she had me, so she was 26 or 27 years old. She had all of her teeth pulled and dentures, uppers and lowers, and she was so excited.
Why? Why did she decide to get dentures?
Because she was tired of her teeth were awful. She was tired of having toothaches, mm-hmm. and the dentures were perfect.
Yeah, that's true.
I just could not imagine getting all of my teeth pulled.
She got all of them pulled and the dentures put in.
Oh, ow.
Well, I mean, she got all of them pulled.
Was there anesthesia, like whiskey?
Yeah, but no, I'm thinking ether probably.
Oh, my.
Back then.
Gosh, that is wild.
Yeah.
But they look really, if you get good dentures, like Grandma Faust, her dentures are popping.
My grandma had dentures really young, but she was she was like 45 probably.
Yeah.
Like she wasn't in her 20s.
Well, I always feel bad. Yeah. There's like the new like express dentures and they're just like plastic. And,
are
like,
they really?
So I don't know if they're
plastic. Can you great, eat with them?
I think, but.
But they're like so white that you look at them and you're like, yep, those are dentures.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like they gotta be natural.
They gotta age something somewhere.
Yeah.
You have to think it would look natural at some point, but apparently not.
I don't think so. I don't think those crazy white dentures look good.
That was a big doings, though. That was a big deal.
Was it?
Would you ever get dentures?
Would I? Yeah. No. Lately, I've been really paying a lot of attention to these lower gums because my dad, he died when he was 43, but he was missing both these teeth down here because they'd gotten
so deep.
So deep and awful.
Do you floss? You don't floss.
I floss all the time.
You do?
I've got a little doohickey. I've got a Christmas tree. You know the Christmas tree?
Yikes, I do not.
They're shaped like a Christmas tree with their little brushies.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you seen that meme where the dentist is over the patient and he was like, so when's the last time you flossed? And he was like, you were here, you tell me. Like, I thought that was very funny. True.
Comedy!
Yeah, that's funny. I thought it was funny. So, parents and teeth and unconscious childhood memories.
We covered a lot. It all started with women. We were doing woman talk.
We're talking about women and my problem with women.
Your problem with women.
Do you think that you could just have like a really, and this might be a stupid suggestion on my part, but do you think you could just have a conversation, like a private conversation with this person and work
with
things out?
No.
And just like kind of not like necessarily lay it out all on the table at once, but just
I had a conversation with a person much like the person you're talking about.
Okay.
And she told me, why do you hate me? Because the older I got in life, I wanted to have a relationship with this person because she was important to me. Mm-hmm. It was my mom. I mean, she was not well, obviously, psychologically. And I bet I approached her 3 or 4 times. And I said, I think we should go separately and then we'll go together or whatever and talk to a professional about our relationship and why I can't stand to be around you. And you can just say 2 or 3 words and I want to punch you in the face.
Yeah.
And you feel the same way about me. Mm-hmm. And she more or less said, why do you hate me?
Well,
okay, when someone asks you a question like that, they know the exact fucking
answer.
Of course they know. Of course she knew what I was talking about.
Yeah.
There's that.
She was old behavior in me with a response instead of, you know what, you're right. We should do something about this. Instead, we died you know, and I got to tell her, it's okay, go ahead. But that was it, you know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So if you've learned anything from that situation with your mother.
Why do I have to be the one that is.
Because you're smarter, yeah. Because you're more empathetic, but because you care and you want things to be better.
You
with
know what?
Great power
I had another,
comes great responsibility.
I had another conversation with another friend of mine, and I go, "Don't you? I told you, don't you want to be better? Don't you want to improve? Don't
Some
you?
Some people don't.
And no, I'm fine just the way I am. Fuck everybody. I'm like, why would you say that and be serious?
Because that some people are just like that. Those are people who lived a very, very life of luxury type.
You know who I'd like to celebrate on this podcast?
Who?
The gentleman who invented rum. That's who I'd
Are
like
you still
to
drinking that reserve? That Captain
Morgan
reserve?
It hasn't been that quickly, though, has it?
No.
Or that's a different bottle that just is at the same spot when we were here last time. I put a little bit in my tea because I got some...
Do that noise again.
Spilkus? Did you put my private stock rum in your tea?
I did.
How dare you?
Spilkus is what I wanted to say, but I was getting ready to say verklempt, but that's a different term from... What was that character that Mike Myers did on SNL?
I don't know, but she was obsessed with Barbara Streisand.
Yes,
Barbara
do you remember this?
Yep.
Yeah.
Discuss.
It was my favorite.
You like that?
Oh, it was one of my favorite. You guys were talking about Pumpkin Boy or something earlier from SNL.
David S. Pumpkins.
David S. Pumpkins.
There's going to be an animated special on Saturday.
Really?
I don't know why. It's the biggest joke play. There's nothing there, but everyone loves
it's
it. And
hilarious.
I don't. Hilarious. Maybe that's the substance of it.
Matt just sent me a screenshot of a tweet, and it said when he was doing the David S. Pumpkins like voice, like nobody asked him to do that voice that he does.
Right.
Like, I'm David S. Pumpkins. He literally like just went on and did it, like for no reason. It's
funny,
hilarious.
They should teach a course in Tom Hanks because he has done.
Yeah,
he is so loved, and the place he has in American, and he can do anything, not do any. It's amazing.
I think it was the same SNL episode when he was like the Trump supporter on Black Jeopardy. And it was fucking hilarious.
I need to watch it. Oh my God. I need to watch it. I was just talking about Tom Hanks last night because his opposite in Big is the mother on This Is Us.
She's horrible.
She's Rebecca's mother on This
Is Us. She's mean as a snake on This Is Us.
I need to watch it. I've been hella watching like Gossip Girl from like 2008. And it's so good right now.
I'm about ready to bail on This Is Us, though.
Oh, really?
It's just, I don't know. There's none of it.
None of it speaks directly to Chick in his life.
That's
so he
true.
Doesn't want to do it anymore. And that's how Chick watches movies and listens to music and watches television.
Well, how else would you listen to movies and watch television?
Completely objectively, like normal people do.
Yeah.
So if I don't like something, it's...
So for example...
Gossip Girl?
I watch Gossip Girl.
Well, you're pretty gossipy.
I am kind of a gossiper, but I did not...
In this room.
Yeah. I did not grow up on the Upper East Side. My parents are not billionaires.
Right.
But like, I can relate. Like teenage drums, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there's a little bit of it that's like... Oh, I didn't go through that exact thing, but like I kind of get like the same premise of what they're going through.
Right. That's probably why I watch Seinfeld, because I want to be Elaine on some level.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so on some level I was for a little while.
Exactly.
You know, I'm not an actress on an incredibly successful television show or anything, but do you ever want, I don't know if I could be an actress. Like I watch and
bitch,
I'm like,
I could.
You could.
I don't know. I always, when I grew up, I always wanted to be an actress.
I did too.
I literally, so this is kind of the progression of Caitlin and her dreams. When I was really little, I used to tell my mom I wanted to be one of Bob's Beautiful Ladies on The Price is Right.
Aww.
Okay.
Then I wanted to be an actress. Uh-huh. And I told my mom, this is in like fourth grade, that I wanted to move to Hollywood and I wanted to live in a house shaped like a lipstick tube, which is literally just like nothing. It's just like a
spiral
fucking,
staircase.
Yeah, I don't know. And
it's like a drainage.
I don't know.
Something, right?
So I wanted to live there and be an actress.
I like it.
Also, in the fourth grade, we had to talk about who our role models were, and so my mom's home all summer. So we would like wake up every morning and we would watch Live with Regis and Kelly. And so I put that my role model was Kelly Ripa. Mm. Everyone in fourth grade is like my brother, my mom. I was like Kelly Ripa.
Kelly Ripa.
And so that's kind of the progression. And then I wanted to be Beyonce. Yeah. Still want to be Beyonce.
Yeah.
And here we are.
That's funny because my story is a little bit similar, but not. I wanted to go to New York because I wanted to be a stage actress.
Love.
That's what I wanted to do.
I was never into Broadway.
But my dad took me to a ton of shows when I was growing up. And when I was in middle school, we had to do a report on our idol / hero / whatever. And mine was Connie Chung.
Do I know who that is?
Oh, my God.
I'm so sorry.
Have you ever felt older in your life?
I'm so sorry.
Yes.
Like, you know how sometimes I can pretend? Like, yeah, I know who that, like, I couldn't even save that one.
Do you know who Maury Povich is?
Mm-hmm.
She's married.
You don't know.
I know that name, but give me, like, examples.
Maury does, like, the
you're
the
not
dad,
the father.
Or
you're not the father.
Yeah, yeah, doy.
Okay. That Connie Chung is his wife, and she was an investigative reporter, like, on national news for a long time.
What?
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Connie Chung, yeah.
If you showed me a picture, I'd probably know who she is.
Yes. So she was mine, and that's what I wanted to do. And, I loved her growing up. So that's funny that it was kind of the same.
Yeah.
But not.
And then here we are.
Here we are.
We're on a sports talk radio show every other Friday.
Doing podcasts and drinking booze.
Which is what Connie Chung does maybe now.
One of my friends. Oh, yeah. No.
Nothing.
I know the Asian lady who does Big Brother and, like, The View.
Yeah, she's like the modern day Connie Chung.
Yeah.
Julie Chen, who's married to the head of CBS.
Yeah.
Yes.
Leslie
Moonves. Okay. I'm here now. I'm following, kind of. One of my friends is trying to be a doctor, and so she's in between. Like, she went to grad school already, like, online or some shit. She lives in Boston, and she is on a research team to try and help babies who are born addicted to drugs.
Wow.
Which is, like, an awesome thing. And so I was talking to her the other day, and she was like, I didn't get to go to the conference in Chicago, but, like, I'm going to this conference to, like, present all of our research. And I was like, I drink a lot on YouTube, so... It's almost the same thing.
I always get so embarrassed when I drop Addie off on Wednesdays and she's like, my mom has to work today. And I'm like, God, that's terrible.
Yeah.
I wonder what my kids are going to like growing when they like when they go to college and they meet their significant other or their first real relationship or whatever happens. And they're like, what do your parents do?
like, what are they going to say?
I was laying.
Can you Google blonde on brunette?
I was laying in an apartment complex on the floor watching the Emmys in 1980.
Because you didn't have a couch?
85 or 86. You? So I was 29.
Okay. So where were you in your life?
Springfield, Ohio.
Okay.
And a guy who graduated 2 years before me had just won an Emmy for writing Cosby.
From his high school, yeah.
And God. I was watching it on, and I go, is that John Mark? That's fucking John Mark, because he just won an Emmy.
That's
and
I'm crazy.
Doing stupid radio in Springfield, Ohio. And
look at you now, bitch.
And I still.
And you were what, 29?
29. Yeah, 15.
See? Like,
I know that's coming for me. Like, I know that someone that I don't even look at people I graduated high school with. I look at people I graduated college with.
Yeah.
And it's like, I know that's going to hit me one day where it's like, damn, like they really did it. And like, yo, I'm kind of just chilling here.
But
I'm just
probably
waiting for
it. He probably
it.
Doesn't tell people now he worked with Cosby. Probably.
True.
That's true.
That's very true. So very who came true. Out the winner? You.
You. Maybe. I don't know. You. And then we were both inducted into the first class for a Hall of Fame, the Fine Arts. There was always a Sports Hall of Fame at my high school, but they didn't have a Fine Arts Hall of Fame until like, two or three years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I got inducted with him, of course, and he did his speech before I did.
Oh, my
so
God.
So I had to follow the fucking Emmy winner. What? Is this on?
You have a Marconi.
Yeah.
You have multiple Marconis.
Yeah.
Nobody knows what a Marconi is. People know what Emmys are. Right.
When you go to the Marconis, is it super
gala and tuxes?
Yeah.
And,
see,
I've never,
if I ever get invited
I've never been to
an
the
award, if I ever got invited to an award show, I would want it to be like the Golden Globes or the SAG. Like it's everybody's just chill, a little bit buzzed,
kind
of bouncing kinda around.
Dressed.
Yeah.
Like I still want to wear a gown.
Oh,
bitch.
I'm wearing a gown.
Like I still want to be in hair and makeup all day.
Yeah, but I'm gonna pick out a gown that if I fall over drunk, like nobody's gonna be able to
see
my business. Yeah,
exactly.
So you're what?
My business.
Ah. Business.
My business.
I thought there was an L in there for some reason.
I'm a big fan of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I feel like you're like maybe trying to end this and I just keep talking.
No, no, go. Not at
oh,
all.
You're not?
No.
I thought no, you were like reaching waiting, for the music.
I was waiting for your input for the songs and whatever.
Oh, there we go. So
oh,
I've,
we
I'm
were going to do that.
Big you were done at Kardashians. Yeah, go ahead.
Big fan of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And last Sunday night's episode was about when they went to the Met. So like Kim, Kylie, and Kendall all went to the Met, which is in May, right? Mm-hmm. And like Anna Wintour, the Vogue editor, like puts it on, whatever.
Yeah.
And they were all talking about how nervous they were. And Kim was talking about like, I literally had to walk Kylie to her table and like introduce her to Donatella Versace and all these people because she was so nervous because there are like legit famous ass people who they just like they don't want to bother them. And Chrissy Teigen was on, and Chrissy Teigen was like, I don't want to bother like the real stars. And like to me, I'm like, Chrissy Teigen, you are a real star, bitch. Yeah.
So who was it? It was
Kim, Kendall, and Kylie. Oh, but they okay. all showed up at different times.
Yeah, of course.
And then so like there was a scene on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and Kylie's on the phone with Kim, and Kim's still getting ready, and Kylie's like, I'm about to walk in, like I don't know anybody, I'm so nervous. And they were talking about how nervous they were, and it's kind of like, oh, they're regular people too. I mean, not but
don't you think that I feel like of all of them, like Kendall is the one the most deserving to be there?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, she actually has a legitimate talent, is naturally beautiful.
Yeah. Right? I agree. Okay. I also honestly,
I love that they all have a big personality and they've taken what they've been handed and they've made a beautiful living out of it. I appreciate that. However, Kendall legitimately has
a career
and a career. Yeah.
Also, I'm low-key a Kim stan, so I love her. She deserves everything.
Really?
I love her. I don't know when it, like,
I don't
when
dis-
this happened.
I don't dislike any of them. So
I don't buy like Kimoji merch. I don't have like the Kimoji emojis.
What are Kimoji emojis?
Like her own, like you can download the app and like send emojis
that are all Kim?
Yeah. So like her face or like her ass or.
Oh, hey, what was that last one?
Yeah.
Part? Are you serious?
I swear. She literally, that's the Kanye line. We made a million a minute was about when she dropped, I'm pretty sure, Kimojis and like literally made $1 million a minute.
What are we doing
so
wrong?
So many people bought it.
What are we doing wrong?
You mean in general or not making $1 million a minute?
Yeah, I'm not saying I need to make a lot of money. I would just like to make enough money to be, like, for me and the people around me to be comfortable.
I want enough money to live in a house on the corner of Kessler and Stratford. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm going to look it up. Is it on Zillow?
I don't know, but there are insane homes over there.
I have some houses,
but I don't even know if they're like $1 million homes. They're maybe like $400,000 homes.
I have a house in my brother's neighborhood. I don't know if you guys, I haven't told you guys this. I became an aunt.
Yeah, we didn't talk about that.
I'm sorry. I got to share this real fast. I became an aunt in an aunt.
Do you say aunt?
An aunt.
Aunt.
An aunt.
Say aunt.
An aunt. Aunt.
Aunt's passe. Aunt.
I don't even say that. I actually say Zia.
Which is adorable. That's really cute.
I am a Zia
it's
again.
Italian for aunt.
It's Italian for aunt. So if you follow me on social media, you know Addie had a shit week last week. Mm-hmm. And like the whole week, but then things really kind of all came to a head on last Thursday, October 19th. And October 19th was Addie's 12th birthday. And Addie got a new cousin on her birthday. My brother had
amazing.
My brother had his little baby girl on the same day as Addie's birthday. And her name is Savannah Grace, and she is gorgeous.
That's so cute. I love that story. Like, you sent us the text in the evening, and it was like, look who arrived on Addie's birthday. I was like, oh, also that baby.
I know.
Cute as hell.
I know. I went in there, and the original pictures, like, from the delivery room, we were all like, oh, my gosh, she looks just like my brother. Mm-hmm. And then I got there, and my sister-in-law, Erica, goes, she kind of looks like you. And I was like, really? And she kind of like, oh, and she starts to hand her to me. She was like, she looks a little Asian, doesn't she? And I was like, she does.
Oh,
she looks, her hair's black.
You
like
were the
mine.
One who said this too.
Looks
it's not
like
even so
Connie
much,
Chung. Yes.
It's not even so much Asian, but like Pacific American.
Pacific American.
Which
it
like
is,
could
yes.
go
yes.
Asian,
yeah.
could
yeah,
go
yeah,
like
yeah,
very
yeah.
Islander,
being
Eskimo.
A little more specific.
Can
with
you
it. Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
stand
yeah.
it until you take her to her first hula class?
You guys, did you know I was a, I
took
Oh my
hula. God, dress her up as a hula girl for Halloween.
I know.
Yeah, with the drums and the little hula with the little garland. Oh, yeah.
That's really
little
cute.
Little coconuts.
Dress her up as Moana or I am not talking to you.
No, that would be so cute. Actually, I found a costume for them where the dad dresses up like a bag of ice and the mom dresses up like a bag of ice and then she's holding the baby and it's Ice Baby.
Ice,
I like it.
Ice
I love baby. It. I think that's cute. That's what I'm going for, but yeah. So now I have three nieces.
All like born this year, right?
All born since last November. Yeah.
So all born in the calendar year.
In the calendar, right?
Testosterone well, yeah. shortage.
They're right? all Irish twins, yes. even though they're not
triplets. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is great. Yeah, they're Irish triplets.
Irish triplets. Yeah. And I've never been a Zia until now. So yeah, this is a big damn deal. Big damn deal. I'm very excited. But there is a house like on my brother's neighborhood downtown. And it's like 1.1, so if I could get a job where I can buy that house and be two, like, couple houses down from my new niece.
What? Would you need to have a down payment on that house?
Yeah, what is it? It's like, what? Well, it's like 20 or 30%. What do you do for a down payment?
20% of $1 million.
$250 would get you there, probably.
Oh, my God.
You guys got to see this house. It has a pool.
I thought I was hot shit because I met my financial goal on mint.com and I've got $3,000 in my savings account. I need $247. No, not even. Like, I'm not even doing the math right. I'm not even going to do this.
I'll show it to you guys. I'll send it to you.
I'll play this until you guys decide.
That's Matt's brother, sister-in-law, and kid. They went as like the Moana thing.
That's adorable.
Yeah.
He's the chicken.
Yes.
That's cute.
Yes.
I'll play this until you guys come up with your songs.
No, you go ahead. We'll do it. I'll do it next time. It's a little.
I like this. I don't really have one. I like this
too. I'm happy with something low key right now. Mm-hmm. Go. Go.
Me too.
Go.
No kidding?
Perfect choice.
Yes.
Oh, this is Bob Schneider. When your head falls off, you're dead. It's the ground with a smack and you're back on the wrong track. Where you at? Lost your head. Caitlin Kopetsky, K Kopetsky on all her social media. The Jess Expo on Twitter. Jess Hooker _ on Instagram. The Chick McGee on Instagram. Chick McGee 1 on Twitter. We'll be back next week. Fingers crossed. Good night, everybody. The world goes around. The world goes round and around. Your house with a bomb, blow up the cake. She got with the bomb and your diaper's on dry. You feel a little high, eyes in the big blue sky. You wring your hands, but the blood pours out. Yeah, the blood pours out. The world goes round, yeah. The world goes around. Yeah. The world goes round. You're tied to the stake and everything you hate comes crashing down on your big round golden greaser crown. And you're feeling like you're drowning. Stumbling through the dark and the dogs start to bark. And you're fired on a lark. Skin starts to spark and you're burning up inside. And your dentures start to slide. And the world goes around. The world goes round.
goes round and round. Get out of bed is what I said. You're seeing red, feeling like a dead. Been a reborn, where's my born? Pants were torn up bed. Body in a pine box, baby busted. Clocks changing my lives. I know the time is time to get up, get out and get over this. But I don't know how and I don't know why. The world goes around, but the world goes around.